Welcome, everyone. This is Bob Keebler, and welcome to IRA planning under the 2010 Tax Relief Act. Under the 2010 Tax Relief Act, there is one specific provision addressing IRAs and a broader, more strategic issue with tax rates remaining flat for another 2 years. First, let's go through the specific issue, IRA transfers to a charity. Under Section 725 of the 2010 Tax Act, we're back to qualified charitable distributions from IRAs. So between January 1st, 2010 and December 31st, 2011, individuals are allowed to transfer funds from their IRA to charity. Now, this is very, very similar to the bill we've been working with or the law we've been working with for several years now. Now, basically, the $100,000 limitation per individual exists, so that's $200,000 per couple, but husband can only use $100,000 and his spouse can only use another, or wife can only use another $100,000. So this bill allows taxpayers to have qualified charitable distributions from their IRA that goes directly to charity if those individuals are past their required beginning date. So under this bill, taxpayers are allowed to have qualified charitable distributions even as late as January 2011, treated as if they were made in 2010. Again, all the way up until January 31st, 2011, you can make a distribution to charity from your IRA and treat that like it occurred in 2010. Now, it appears under the committee reports that this will also be treated as your 2010 minimum required distribution. So that's very good news. Now, the election, the Secretary of the Treasury has to prescribe exactly how this election will be made. But I think we're moving forward on that very quickly, and we'll see a good result out of this. Now, this law is effective for distributions made in taxable years beginning after December 31st, 2009. Taxpayers under this bill can make direct IRA distributions to a charity without having to include the $100,000 they take out of their IRA in gross income. Now, it doesn't have to be $100,000. It could be $20,000. It could be $15,000, whatever the number is that moves them. The limitation, again, is $100,000. But I can do $100,000 and my wife can do $100,000 if we're so inclined. The IRA owner must be at least 70 and a half on the day of the transfer. The distribution will only qualify to the extent that the distribution would have otherwise been includable in gross income, so you're not allowed to do this for basis. The distribution must qualify under the general charitable deduction rules of Section 170, and the distribution cannot be taken into account in determining the other charitable contributions that are allowed. In other words, I can't double up. I can't give $10,000 to my favorite charity from my checkbook and $10,000 out of my IRA and take a deduction for $20,000. I'd only get a deduction for the check I would actually write. The transfer from the IRA to the charity needs to be a direct transfer in order for the distribution to qualify as for the exclusion from income, and the trustee of the IRA must actually draft the check in the charity's names. So that's kind of the IRA transfer to charity. Now, the more strategic issue is with tax rates staying flat, we literally breathe another 2 years of life into the Roth IRA. Many of us thought that, at least for the upper-income individuals, that the Roth IRA would die at the end of 2010. Not true. First of all, going forward, everyone can continue to convert to a Roth IRA. There is no $100,000 limitation on Roth IRA conversions. Let me say that again for emphasis. There is no $100,000 limitation on Roth IRA conversions. So you could have a client in 2011 or 12 making $500,000, and they would still be eligible to do a Roth conversion. That's a very good thing. So what are we looking for in Roth conversions? What you're looking for when you're analyzing Roth conversions is individuals with high basis ratios, charitable deduction carryforwards, investment tax credits, operating losses, someone that's not going to need the money after 70 and a half, someone that's going to be subject to an estate tax, a client that has outside funds to pay the taxes, a client that will need to use their IRA to fund their bypass trust. These are the kind of things you're looking for. Now, we believe the Roth IRA, although very valuable for as a retirement planning tool, is even more valuable as a wealth transfer tool. And with two more years here, what's going to happen is all of us are going to have more time to ponder that. And the Roth IRA will stay very vibrant during this two-year period of time. Remember, after I die, distributions from my Roth IRA come out tax-free. So again, a very powerful part of this. Now, we'll probably see many Roth conversions in 2011 and 12 before rates go back up, at least for higher income individuals. And higher rates in the future means that you're going to pay more tax on your IRA distributions in the future. And remember, with what we call the surtax bubble, which I've written about for Lineberg in the past, is that there is actually going to be a 43.4% rate on some IRA distributions, not just the 39.6% rate. Now, one of the most important things we have to think about with Roth conversions is the timing of conversions, especially we had some clients that were still going to convert this year. My guess is we will defer some of those conversions until 2011 and 2012. The advantage of converting this year, of course, is that you're allowed to spread the income out over 2011 and 2012. If we convert next year, all the income gets lumped into 1 year. Now, recharacterizations. For clients that converted already this year, if their accounts have not grown substantially in value, you may want to take a very hard look at recharacterizing some of that and doing the conversion, reconversion in 2011. Now, there are complicated rules on when you can and cannot reconvert. Basically, if you reconvert, if you recharacterize this year, you can reconvert 30 days after the recharacterization. So if I converted back in January of 2010 and I recharacterize today, I count 30 days from today, and that will be the day I'm allowed to get back into a new Roth IRA. One of the things we have to look at is there is still a lot of effort being made on converting by asset class. We continue to look at that with great rigor. We believe it works, and we also believe it gives your clients a wonderful opportunity to basically protect themselves against a sudden swing in the market. Now, the last thing we should talk about on Roth conversions is part of the Small Business Jobs Act allowed individuals in 401k plans to convert those 401k plans over to Roth 401k plans. This was a major opportunity for many clients. But the thing we have to be careful about is that there is no recharacterization associated with that. So if I converted $1 million from my 401k plan over to Roth 401k, and my tax was $400,000, and I was going to pay the tax out of the 401k itself, what I would end up with is I'd be paying tax on $1 million of income. My conversion tax would be $400,000. I'd be left with $600,000. But what happens if the market collapses after I do this? If the market collapses after I do this, and then I only have $500,000 left, say a 50% decline like we had after the Lehman Brothers situation, now I'd have only $500,000 left. I'd still owe $400,000 in tax. That is one of the reasons that unless there are strong asset protection issues, you always want to convert from the 401k plan into a Roth IRA rather than from the 401k plan into the Roth 401k. The advantage of staying within the Roth 401k would be the ERISA protection. The disadvantage is the recharacterization. So there are many things we need to think about. I think Roth conversions will continue to be very vibrant for most of our clients. We have two more years to figure this out to a great extent. Almost all our clients are doing some small Roth conversion this year to get the five-year rule running. So there are many big opportunities here. To summarize, the charitable IRA is back. We're going to be able to take distributions from our IRA and transfer those to charity. That's in Section 725 of the Act. I would encourage you to read it yourself and especially read the committee reports on the 2011 rule where we can go back from January 2011. And secondly, the Roth IRA is very much alive, and there will be a complete resurgence of interest in the Roth IRA now that we have two more years to determine who should and who should not convert to a Roth IRA. On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler, and thank you for joining us today.